Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the top lobbyists in the state, Randy Thompson, has the rundown.
Well, Sam and Paul talk to Uber lobbyist Jim Wadhams.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, we have Yvonne Murphy and Bill Bilyeu. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit marilynyork.net for all your family law needs.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Very pleased to welcome back to the program Jim Wadhams, one of the top lobbyists in our state, with Jones Vargas. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Nice to be here.
As you look at the budget numbers coming in from the taxes, what kind of concerns do you have heading towards the potential of a special session?
Certainly the major concern is the increasing shortfall for the existing fiscal year. I think we're going to have a special session, hopefully not two, but probably at least one. And it's grim. I just saw something this morning that said unemployment could go over 14%. And
that's just the literal unemployment. The unemployment numbers that they're talking about, that are the unofficial numbers, people who have stopped looking for work, it puts us over 20% in some surveys.
Yeah, it's dramatic. This economy is definitely suffering, and that obviously is reflected in the revenues from the tax system.
Is there anything that you can compare this to in your lobbying history?
No, absolutely not. We went through a recession in the 80s, early 80s, and I had come to Nevada in 1975, so I kind of lived through a little of that recession, but the magnitude of this, I think, really just goes past that in a very significant way, because this is pervasive across all industries.
Jim, what do you think the chances are at this special session that the governor calls? And I think if he does it as strategy, he's going to keep it open and let the legislature hang themselves, not write a really tight proclamation. What do you think the chances are that they will try another, let's call it revenue enhancement, to be politically correct and use their terms, as opposed to more cuts?
You know, Paul, I really don't think that the governor is going to do that. I think that there is certainly a political scenario where that does make some sense. It's certainly worth giving some thought to. But this governor has been fairly consistent in regard to taxation. So the opportunity to let a little rope out, so to speak, and let the legislature hang itself, I just don't think he's going to do that. I think that that is a game that I don't see in his pattern that he's going to be inclined to play. So I think he's going to keep it narrow and tight. I think he's going to present the opportunity to them to reduce the spending in order to fit into the existing revenues, and I think it'll be a very tight proclamation. Now, of course, this is still Nevada, so anything can happen politically.
So where do you take it? Because there are certain areas where if you start taking money from it, then you start to lose additional matching funds from the federal government.
And I think that's one area where he's going to have to be very careful, and I think there was some criticism of him in that regard, and I suspect that he's going to be much more attentive to that, because where you have federal funds, and in some cases it's more than a dollar for dollar match, that has to be very careful. You have to be very careful there. But I just don't see in his political calculus that it's likely he's going to leave it open ended and let them raise taxes. That just runs contrary to everything that he has said.
Well, the beauty of it, he can always veto that, you know, in the legislature.
You know, the problem, Paul, and we just went through, we're still in 2009. We just went through a year in which he vetoed, 43 bills, and he was overridden on over half of them. That sort of corroborates the difference between the legislative approach and the executive approach. But yet, this is a special session, and I'm not sure that he's going to let that much rope out. I really don't think so. But it certainly is possible.
Jim, if you were governor, you've been doing this for a long time. You've had a number of different roles in the state of Nevada, from insurance commissioner, you know, attorney working for a number of different entities. So you are probably one of the experts who has seen Nevada through, you know, at least this last generation. If you were designing the policy, what would you put in there that would encourage economic growth in our state and encourage people to start hiring?
Well, I think you set that question up very well. As you referred, I'm a lawyer, and we would call that a leading question. I think that is precisely what a governor needs to do. And just to underscore that, I served in the Michael Callahan administration as a Democratic governor, and then the Bob List administration as a Republican governor. And both of those two governors focused on economic development and business and job generation. I think that's precisely what Senate Majority Leader Stephen Horsford said during his last session. So I think it's going to be very difficult for anybody not to just, I guess the phrase we've used recently is kick the can forward. Let's just get as much as we can to the end of this session and then see what 2011 brings. So the policy I would set is, let's make the cuts as judicious as we can, being mindful of not losing more federal funds, and try to limp through to the finish line.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Jim Wadhams when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we focus on attracting high-tech companies to Northern Nevada. One vital amenity provided to companies at TRI is a connection to a complete digital fiber network. This gives the ability of unlimited bandwidth and voice services to every business. And what's charged for the installation of this valuable asset? Nothing. Zero. Nada. And that's a pretty good deal. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Wadhams with Jones Vargas.
Jim, kind of getting back to one of your lesser, well, it's a lesser known role of the general public, but for the people that know you and work with you, you are kind of the insurance guru in the Nevada legislature. And you wrote a captive insurance law that was considered one of the best in the country at the time. But Nevada hasn't seen the captive insurance companies come here and open up like they did in the past. They're now going elsewhere to Vermont, Florida, Delaware, North Carolina. Why is that?
You know, that's an excellent point, Paul, and that really was a centerpiece, I think, of the 99 legislature. And we went from zero of that kind of insurance company now to over 115 or 120, but the movement has diminished. And part of the reason is the other states consider this a very competitive area, and it does. It is a leader to bring business into a community. Quite frankly, Nevada has a great opportunity to be competitive again in that area because of our tax status. But part of the pressure that resulted in this last legislative session was a bigger economic burden. And so the companies, which include some of our major corporations here in Nevada, they're very cost sensitive, and they will shift what they're going to do. They will invest in the most economic state for that activity. And we have temporarily lost a little of our competitive edge.
I think we're even seeing some of our companies that we currently have here move to Utah.
Utah, quite frankly, has become a challenge for us, and they're our next-door neighbor. But Vermont, of course, is one of the leaders in this area. So we're going to have to revisit that in the 2011 session and see if we can't persuade the legislature.
Do you think that's something we could do in a special session to kind of, you know, put a, I guess you don't want to use a tourniquet because then you have to cut off a leg, but to kind of slow some of the damage or, you know, keep the companies that may be moving out of state here?
You know, I think that's an interesting challenge, and from a policy standpoint, it certainly is worth pursuing. But is that of sufficient significance in the current economy in Nevada to have that as an item on a special session? Probably not. Is it worth thinking about? Certainly is. But I'm not sure that the governor is going to open up a proclamation to include a business development item when really the issue is, let's see how close we can come to finishing out this fiscal year.
Okay, would you describe the burdens specifically that you refer to?
The burdens are taxation and fees. The captive insurance area, it's a little bit exotic, but very simply it is how major corporations tend to insure themselves where the commercial insurance market won't go. And major utilities, major resort properties use this as a means of protecting their liabilities. So they become very cost sensitive. And we increased the burden this last session, almost doubled it. And I think that's had part of the effect that Paul has asked me about, and that's been just enough to move some of these companies to go to Utah or Vermont or South Carolina.
And there's also that lost opportunity cost as well.
Right. Well, once they're here, you want to keep them here. And if they move, they're usually gone for quite a period of time until we can restart our legislative process. But again, the question Paul asked is that really something we can do in a special session? In a perfect world, certainly. But that's not the world we live in.
The Las Vegas Sun was reporting at a time when the state's trust fund to pay benefits to the jobless is broke, Governor Gibbons is suggesting a $70 million tax break to employers whose premiums support the program. The governor said raising the unemployment insurance tax for more than 60,000 businesses might push some over the edge during this economic downturn. Your thoughts on this?
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot because we had a lot of that debate in the 2009 session. And I'm going to overstate this a little bit. The camel's laying in the road dead, covered with straw. And what you're asking me, is that the straw that broke the camel's back?
Wow, what an analogy.
you know, I don't
think so. I mean, at the margin, certainly it has an effect because many of our businesses, particularly the small businesses, are struggling to stay open. Our large businesses are struggling to stay alive. The small businesses are simply struggling to stay open. And so at the margin, any kind of an increased burden can have an effect, but quite frankly, the broader economy and the shrinkage of our major industry, that is gaming, has had a dramatic impact on all business.
Well, gaming and, you know, the one that we don't see a lot of happening right now, construction.
Well, construction has virtually disappeared. As you know, I also represent the home building industry.
And home building, new home construction has come to a virtual standstill statewide. Construction is responsible for about 38% of the sales tax revenue. And that's been close to non-existent as a practical matter, created a tremendous problem not only with sales tax revenue, but with local government financing of such things as water importation projects that have been ongoing to serve the existing needs, particularly in Clark County. That is a serious problem.
Do you think we've hit bottom in that?
Well, I think so. I think we're seeing the sales of existing inventory is starting to pick up, which means that people are seeing bargains out there or prices they can afford. Also probably suggests that there is some lending. Now, we know we have some profit taking going on. Some speculators are coming back in. But when we can clear the existing inventory, then we can restart some of the new construction. And that will increase jobs, and it will increase tax revenue. So,
do you think the demand is out there?
It's going to be a while before that comes.
Do you think the demand is out there? I mean, one of the reasons we did have all the construction going on is because you had a lot of things going on in Vegas as far as the casinos, you know, in investing here, building new properties. And, you know, after, you know, maybe Fontainebleau will open up, maybe not. City Center, after that, there's kind of a lag in anything new that's really going to happen here.
We're going to have a problem with maybe what I would call the flywheel effect. This is going to take a while to generate jobs again. And really, so much of Nevada drives off of this primary industry, and we're sitting in the middle of it right here. So I do think that the jobs, we have hit the bottom. It's going to start, but it's going to be probably a two, maybe three-year process. And new home construction to get out of its doldrums is going to be at least 3 and maybe even 5 years. So we've got a ways to go.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Do you require portable oxygen? Are you afraid of running out of oxygen? Well, if so, discover the Evergo Portable Oxygen Concentrator. It's lightweight, battery-operated, and generates prescription oxygen from the air around you, whether you're at home, on the golf course, or just on the go.
I mean, it's so easy to use.
I don't have to plan ahead. I can just go.
No more refills, no more deliveries. Approved for airline use by the FAA, Evergo is your passport to traveling around the world. Evergo is intended for prescription use by patients requiring oxygen on a supplemental basis. It may be considered for continuous use in home, institutional, and travel mobile environments. Evergo may not be for all oxygen therapy needs. You should see your doctor to determine if it is right for you.
Evergo gives me the freedom
to do what I want to do.
Welcome to Life Without Limits with the Evergo Portable Oxygen Concentrator.
Call Optimal Air today and be on your way to freedom tomorrow.
Ennis's fall home sale is here in full color. The new collections have arrived and the savings are golden. The furniture you love, from dining to living room, it's all on sale. We also have a great selection of floor samples with huge discounts ready for immediate delivery. And we're offering discounts for payment in full. Now more than ever is the perfect time to visit Ennis and save just in time for the holidays.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Joining us today, Bill Bilyeu, the former Speaker of the Assembly. Randy Thompson is here, political analyst. And Yvonne Murphy joins us for the first time. Pleasure to have you on the program. She's with the Gilman Murphy Group. So yesterday morning, 32 pages came out from Rory Reid, The Virtual Crossroads, Rory Reid's Vision for the Future of Nevada. Ben Spillman from the Review Journal broke it down. He said in the outline, Reid proposes ideas, he said, a pro-business proposals to create jobs that would reduce Nevada's 13.2% unemployment rate and diversify the economy beyond the pillars of gambling, entertainment, and mining. The highlights include helping small and startup business access capital, making education a higher priority when it comes to spending and accountability, and establishing a Nevada Energy Fund to promote development of alternative energy technology and jobs. You know, the last person who put out detailed policy papers when she ran for governor was Jan Jones, and I read all of them, and they were great. I mean, they were exceptional. Unfortunately, I think Jan's mom and I were the only other people that read them. What are your thoughts on this rollout?
Well, I certainly haven't read that, but if it's typical campaign literature, which it is undoubtedly, it's nice. It makes for nice talking points, but my tendency is to look very cautiously at what any politician says, what they're going to do.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. I know.
You know, diversification, you know, which 25 years ago in Northern Nevada was just a dream, has really occurred as the gaming industry has become a smaller and smaller part of the economy. Yes. We've actually seen true diversification in the North. But can you imagine that you could see true diversification in Southern Nevada?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. That's difficult. It would be nice to see it. In theory, it's a wonderful idea, but you know, it's where the rubber meets the road. You got to do the work to make it happen. And we throw these words about diversification, but I don't know if it's as easy to do as we speak of it.
And in this economy, trying to bring businesses to the state, period, is a problem.
Very difficult. Very difficult. I told someone the other day, I don't think you have to be a Rhodes Scholar to know that we've got to change the way we're doing business in this state. Certainly, we do need to diversify, but you have to plant those seeds in advance. I mean, you can't just turn this ship around on a dime. And so, do we need to plant the seeds and to get things moving in a different direction? We do, but I don't think that change is going to happen overnight.
Well, you know, we had a pretty good thing going, and that is by keeping our taxes low, and having a business friendly climate with minimal regulation, we were attracting businesses and the exodus from California in particular of businesses. So I'm always suspicious when government comes to help, because they usually screw it up. And if they keep the taxes low and keep the regulations minimal, then that to me would be the best economic diversification, because people, businesses, need that kind of environment to prosper.
Now, you've been involved very personally in doing things at, or trying to get things done at Yucca. Mm-hmm. What kind of success have you seen, at least in interest of businesses and companies that would want to come there?
Oh, tremendous. There's actually two groups that we've been contacted by, both in Idaho and in Washington State, that are trying to do similar things at Hanford and at the Idaho National Laboratory. And now I'm working with a group of guys who want to actually form a private coalition that'll come in and actually operate Yucca Mountain separate from the state. So there's tremendous interest. But, you know, this morning I had a briefing with Bill Eatington, actually, for the Northern Nevada Network, and it was just on this diversification.
And he's a gaming expert.
A gaming expert, the best. But he talked a lot about Las Vegas and how it really has not diversified except to go from a lower end to a middle end, yes, and bringing in higher restaurants and higher end restaurants and shopping and golf and making it more of a resort. But he did compliment Northern Nevada on its diversification of its economy and how we are not seeing the downward trends. Interesting, too, to see the trends in gaming of Baccarat versus not Baccarat, and how Baccarat is actually up, you know, keeping the rest of the gaming winnings up. But it's amazing. We don't have that in Northern Nevada. But just the diversification that we're seeing, and like Bill said, our ability to keep a low tax structure has attracted business, yes, and that is really what is helping Northern Nevada through this.
I want to play the devil's advocate and say, though, that, you know, government involvement, for example, in downtown Reno and even in downtown Las Vegas, even though that's moving a little slower, but over the last 20 years, we have seen tremendous improvements in the downtown in Reno that I think most major cities across the country would envy.
Local government.
Right.
Local government. And there is, to me, there is a distinction. Local government, while they sometimes make some mistakes, they're usually not on the scale that a statewide government or a national government makes. And one of the problems I think we're going to have in terms of attracting business or even business surviving is if the national scene keeps going more and more the way it's going, which is, you know, the socialization of business.
Well, Macaw was actually discussed in detail today, and I mean, the Sands paid for itself in 9 months in Macaw, right, but now you've Macau. Got some. I mean, Macau. Sorry, Macau. Right. Yeah, over
as
in China.
As against the bird.
Macaw. Yeah, Macau. But the diversity is there versus our atmosphere is Macaw government has come in to say if any of these casinos go bankrupt, we have a government agency that'll come in and take it over. Well, doesn't that scare business to stay in business? But there's the threat there, and that's almost like what we're looking at on our national level is the government will come in and take over and. that's a scary thing for business.
Some of the clients you represent, their job is to bring businesses to the state and all kinds of different businesses. What is their strongest selling point in trying to do that?
Well, as you know, Sam, I represent Tahoe Reno Industrial Park, and one of my new projects is to take on the role of economic diversification and economic development within the industrial park, because at 102,000 acres, we're like a city unto ourselves, literally, and to take more of a focus, moving more from a lobbying role, more into a business management role, to work with the community and local government to look to see what it is that we're doing to attract business, specifically for me, to Northern Nevada, since this is my home, and just to reach out to the nation to see if we can use the valuable things that we do here have here in the state in terms of tax structure and whatnot, to see if we can use the benefits that the state offers to draw business here. But it's very difficult. When you're talking about moving a company or a business to the Northern Nevada region, you're talking about all the officers, and then you're talking about the ability to provide them with a facility. You're talking about staffing. So it's not as easy as just sending an invitation out to the world saying, you know, here in Northern Nevada, we have space and we have land and we have opportunity here. You have to be able to staff those businesses. And so we see some growing issues, and my clients are constantly working on ways to attract people to Northern Nevada.
And unfortunately, we're out of time, and I do want to point out Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you all, right after this.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now, 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Coming up next week, a plethora of candidates, Mark Amity, Roy Reed, and, of course, Carol Velardo.
The tax maven. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.